The State Department of Education will begin offering summer school on June 1st. The classes will offer a mixed approach, both distance learning and in-person instruction. Hawaii public school students have been at home since mid-March as part of an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. Governor David Ige announced on Monday a phased reopening plan for the state that's allowing the Department of Education to resume some in-person instruction. Here's Superintendent Christina Kishimoto.
We are thrilled with the governor's proclamation and the ability to roll out some in-person summer school. We've got to provide some one-on-one, individualized, and in-person supports to some of our highest need students who haven't been engaged during this distance learning time period. And we know we're going to need to provide that into the fall.
The summer school rollout gives 6th through 12th graders a chance to recover class credits so they can advance or graduate. About 6,000 students can retake up to 6 courses each, and it's free for all high school juniors and seniors. The department is also offering standard summer school for all grade levels, which will mostly be held online. Kishimoto says there will be in-person instruction, but for children with the highest need, such as special education students.
Some of those students are not going to be able to receive their services via distance learning. So they will be provided opportunities to come in for things like occupational therapy, physical therapy. We also have students who a significant challenge during quarter four in getting online, may not have had Wi-Fi access, did not have good attendance. So there will be small groups of opportunities in person. Our goal is to be at about 6 to 8 maximum in a room.
The department is also launching 4 mobile learning labs with Wi-Fi connectivity, starting with Kau on Hawaii Island and Hana on Maui. Molokai and Kauai will get them in early June. The mobile labs aim to help students in certain rural areas who fell behind because they didn't have online access. All other students not enrolled in summer school will need to return their school-issued laptops at the end of the month for routine maintenance and upkeep. Kishimoto says she anticipates opening classes for the next school year on August 4th. It's just not clear yet what reopening will look like. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.